Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pasqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sviem hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Molitor out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 0-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 0-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua is 0-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sosa is 0-1 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive beyond second. Randolph can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fisk scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields the ball and throws to Navarro covering. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ventura. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randolph can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.